Tigers MS, thanks for joining me again on our Supercoach segment, and got another great show lined up for you where you're going to go through front row forwards. But first, let's look at the ins and outs of this week. Last week, if you were listening, you would have got some good guys to put in. And this week, Tigers MS, any names that are popping out at you?
I know we've mentioned him probably more times than anyone else on here, but you really have to get George Burgess.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get him in your team because he's pulling in the points. And another person who was really pulling in the points, who's possibly not in terms of money-wise, that great of value, but he is really starting to amp up and get points, is Sonny Bill Williams, actually. He's really racking up the points. I mean, he racked up a lot of points last week against Parramatta, but then I guess most of the Roosters side would have. But I think he's really starting to come into his own now. And the other guy is Greg Bird, who is one of those guys who can be put into two positions, either 5-8 or second row. He's 10th in the overall scoring for this season, and at a price of, well, he's risen to 308,900 now.
His cost per point still very, very good.
Still averaging 73.5 a gain as well.
Some of the things that we like to look at on the show is the teams are coming up against, and I can tell you the Broncos, well, we spoke about them last week and nothing's really changed. They're giving up the most points now in Supercoach. So any Titan that you've got, and one of them is that you look at, you could look at tries or try assists. Well, there's also tackles, and there's a lot of tackles made when you play the Broncos. So a guy like Greg Bird in his position, you would expect will get the opportunity to rack a few up. And, so if you're looking at that for one example, that would probably be where I'd be specifically looking at your guys that make a lot of tackles. So to me, Ashley Harrison would be my buy of the week because you're coming up against a team that is giving up a lot of points, and they end up getting tackled a lot. So a guy like him that makes a ton of tackles, and he's just back from injury, so that's the only danger. Will he play? You'd have to keep an eye out for that, but I think he's a good one. And another guy that we haven't talked about too much on the show, but Ryan James, and his price is outstanding.
I was just about to mention him because he is just killing it. He's just come from nowhere, really. He's just, really making a big difference and really racking up points for the Titans, coming off the bench even. And you've got to think about that as well. He's coming off the bench, so he's not getting, as many minutes as...
It's like George Burgess, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right.
Huge points off the bench.
Off the bench and, racking up massive points for guys like that. He's definitely in there. Another guy I'd mention, if we're talking about Titans, is possibly Matt Schrammer.
Yeah.
He's pretty good price at 257.
Great price for a hooker.
Good price for a hooker. And, if you can afford him or if you need to offload someone and buy someone a little bit cheaper, he is, he's definitely should be on your hit list.
I agree. And we talked about guys from the Roosters last week. Well, look, this week, I'd still be looking at those guys, Rerira Hargreaves, Sonny Bill Williams. They're coming up against the Roosters, against the Raiders, and the Raiders have given up the second most points in Supercoach so far this year. So there's no reason why they can't just pick up where they left off last week.
Yeah, well, that's right, and they are coming into form, and it looked like they had a lot of their combinations starting to click on the Monday night. I mean, it could have been a bit of a mix between starting to click and Parramatta not being on the ball, But yeah, I agree with you 100%. Get on the Roosters outside backs as well, because the Raiders also have Edric Lee, I think, playing in place of Blake Ferguson.
Yeah, Edric Lee, he of the 1 point.
That's right. And so they've had to switch Jack Whiten into the centres. So they could, yeah, they could run a bit of traffic down towards their way to see how their defensive combination's going. And it could yield you some points.
And in reverse, the Roosters are the second best performing in Supercoach as far as defensively. So, I mean, you wouldn't want to pick a lot of Raiders players this week if they are in your lineup. I know that some of the guys have been a bit up and down this year. Josh McCrone, for one, who's can put up big numbers. Reece Robinson, another. But other weeks, kind of steps back. This is probably a week to leave them on the bench or even out of your side altogether, because the Roosters are notoriously difficult to score on. And I guess the other team is Manly, but they come up against a team in the Bulldogs who they themselves put up the third lowest Supercoach points. And they come against a team that gives away the least. So you might have some big names there, your Tony Williams, Michael Ennis, Ben Barber. I don't know if any of them are worth playing this week. Maybe Barber.
Yeah, maybe Barber. Tony Williams has dropped down to 275. And, I mean, obviously he's due. He hasn't really been performing. He's averaging under 50 a game so far this season. And, yeah, he doesn't look like he's going to snap out of that anytime soon.
Yeah, I think if you've got Bulldogs players, start unloading, because they're really... they're really struggling this year to score Supercoach points. Only the Warriors and the Raiders are worse. So even the Eels are 100 points more. And the top teams like the Storm and the Roosters, well, they're 600-700 points ahead.
Yeah, already the, four rounds. The Dogs only have Josh Morris and in the top 12. Mm. And even then, he's only scoring 56 points a game.
Yeah. So there you have it. There's some of the ins and outs. And make sure you tweet us at Bully G Sports or at Tigers MS78 with any of your questions. If you've got a couple of guys and you're not too sure, you want us to run it through our matrix, we've got everything here and we can line it up. And we like to look at things, Tigers MS, and we're going to do it with the front row forwards now, where we can type in the player involved and also look at who they're coming up against this week to see if they're going to put up positive numbers to their general performance, their weekly average, or will it be negatively geared? And Tigers MS, speaking of the front row, front rowers and the key position, I guess, or one of the key positions definitely in Supercoach, you've taken a closer look at that this week. What have you come up with?
Well, look, when I first got it, I thought that for sure it'd be just full of the hooker position.
Which is
players.
What we predicted. At the start of the year, and what many people predict at the start of the year.
Yeah, exactly right. And I mean, Farah and Smith are in the 1 and 3 position, and Seguiaro is in the 8. But apart from that, it's just out and out props. And so, a guy who I think is really starting to impress both fantasy league wise and it just in general is the Sharks' Andrew Fifita.
He's
really coming along. Cost per point, because his cost has gone up from 281 it started out with, it's now 302. So his cost per point is now 1,048, which is not bad going at all.
That's good, yeah.
But another guy who from the Sharks, who is really going well, is John Morris, and he's gone up from 141 to 214. But what's impressive is his cost per point, which is 856.
He's the fourth best cost per point in the game. And you mentioned Fifita. Well, he's up there too. I think he's the 36th best, which is still very good value. But
it's pretty going, and that was that club combo thing we were mentioning last week. Mm. And this time it's in the forward, so you have Fifita, you have Morris, and those two guys could, you know, if the Sharks do have a good day, they could rack up some good points.
Yeah, the Eels obviously give up a ton of tries. So anyone like Fifita, who has a nose for the try line, is a guy I think that you would potentially look at. He's already scored twice this year in four games. And the Eels, well, they gave up 50 last week, so anything's possible. They're giving up per player 6.538 points in the try column. So that basically means that one of every three players scores a try.
Yeah, that's...
every week, you know? So, I mean, you can throw a dartboard at the Cronulla Sharks and you'd probably hit for tries.
I think if you've got some Sharks in your roster, you put them on the field for this one.
Yeah, the main area where the Eels are stronger, why they're not actually giving up more Supercoach points, is that there's not a lot of tackles made against them, and maybe because they don't have a lot of the ball. I'm not too sure, but that's one area where if you've got a tackle machine... maybe that would be a type of player that you would rest this week. But anyone else, anyone that's more of a ball player, like a Fifita, John Morris, the Sharks probably don't have the greatest outside backs in the game, but Michael Gordon and Bo Ryan, if you've got them, I think they'd be in for a big game. And who knows, Gordon, you might even want to make him captain this week because he could really...
That is something that we haven't addressed, which is captaincy. You probably have a tendency to keep the same guy as captain each week.
Need to rotate,
but yeah, you've really got. That's where you're really gambling, and where this system that we're talking about has got that little bit of edge where you can put them up against the teams that they're playing.
Yes,
and have a look at how they're going and think, well, look, this guy will dominate, or you know, all signs point to him dominating. So, yeah, we might stick the double points captain next to him.
Yeah, exactly. And a guy that's put up a lot of points, obviously, this year is Paul Gallen, who's very expensive. But we look at sort of something here. We look at, okay, he's making 25, just over 25 tackles a match on average, whereas the Eels, every player makes on average 20.4 tackles. So that's not a lot, really, but still comparative to suggest that Gallen will put up average numbers, at least there. And the hit-ups, well, he's putting in 33 hit-ups of 8 metres, or 33 points worth in every game, whereas the Eels are only giving up per player 14.23 points. So you can see that the Eels, one of the areas of strength for the Eels, and there's not many, let's face it, one area of strength is that they do keep their opponents down in the hit-ups over 8 metres. The Knights are actually the best at it. They've only given up 566 points total.
Wow, that's impressive.
To hit-ups of over 8 metres. So quite a big gap between them and next best, the Seagulls. We expect they're on top of our leaderboard as far as least amount of points. So that's 652. And then the Panthers, believe it or not, are 670. And I don't know what to make of that because they're very low in most of our rankings. But the hit-ups of over 8 is one they don't give a lot away. So maybe Paul Gallen, you'd say, oh, they're playing the Eels, I'm going to make him captain. But think again, because his key areas, the tackles and the hit-ups of 8 metres, the Eels notoriously don't give a lot of points.
That's exactly right. It's all about judging what you're up against.
Very interesting indeed. And what about some of the other front rowers? I guess you've mentioned already George Burgess. Is there other ones that we sort of might be flying under the radar?
Brendan Lawrence, speaking of flying under the radar and the Sea Eagles and their want to do that. He started out 196. He's gone up due to his good play to 241, 200. But the main thing is cost per point is $927.69, which is really, really outstanding.
Yeah.
And for a guy who, you know, if you had him at the start of the year, you're cheering. But he's still not...
Still good value.
Still, yeah, still quite good value, because the one thing that I have noticed about the front row position in the Supercoach is that you will get what you pay for. A lot of the top guys are the top guys because they cost the most. because they bring you the points. But you can get those sneaky little buyers like Brenton Lawrence, like John Morris, like George Burgess.
Yeah, Lawrence is an interesting one, because you'd probably say, well, Jason King's back now, Joe Nullivow, Richie Feo, so... But Lawrence has been that good, he's impressed that much, there's no reason to believe that he's going to lose a lot of playing time, even with those guys coming back.
No, that's right. Well, he kept King on the bench for the Thursday of the game, and I think that he's named in the team as well, starting, so...
Yeah, so, you know, as long as he's playing, I think you've got to keep riding with him, because at that price, you're just getting an absolute bargain. The Tigers also have a prop. They've been struggling, admittedly, but they've got young Jack Buchanan. Now, he comes in very high on our cost per point list as well, so I guess he's a guy you might want to, if you have the ability to stash him away somewhere, you might want to do that.
Well, that's right. He costs a paltry 132, and that's... His starting price was $87,000, and 815 per point. He's really good going, especially for a guy who, well, if you bought him at the start of the year, you're thinking, "Well, this guy's not going to see much game time at all." But
the way injuries have gone,
as it is, he's a very good buy. One of those guys that you can either stick on your bench or start in your team. And he's inside the top 50 and still racking up points. So something to think about
in the
coming weeks.
And as we were talking about, props are putting up the numbers. And when I look at Trent Merrin and Paul Gallen, neither of them have scored a try. And Brenton Lawrence as well, even though they're in that top 10 for front rowers. So they're doing it in other areas, even though the tries now are worth more. And I guess the hit-ups of over 8 metres. Paul Gallen has scored 132 points in that regard. His next best in front rowers is Trent Merrin with 92 points. So there's a huge gap between what he's doing and the next best front rower.
Yeah, that is actually crazy.
It is amazing, isn't it? That it just goes to show it's not just about Supercoach. This guy is just outstanding. That's why he is the player that he is.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm actually quite staggered.
It's amazing. Well, Tigers MS, that's about us for this week as far as Supercoach is concerned, and it's something really you've just got to listen to if you're involved in Supercoach at all, because this insider info, we like to call it, you know, it is something that sort of is priceless when it comes to trying to dominate your league and doing well each and every week. And of course, if you have a question for us regarding Supercoach, send us the message on Twitter at Paulie G Sports or at TigersMS78. Follow us, give us a like on Facebook, follow us through there, send us a message there, however you wish to do it, or just go to the website www.pauliegsports.com. But we're here each and every week. We're on iTunes. Subscribe, and we'll give you the lowdown. And guys, it is actually my turn to do World of Sport this week. So I've got one. We've talked about MMA a little bit on the show, I know last year especially, and in our World of Sport segment. Well, there's a guy called Michael Schiavello, and he's considered a bit of broadcasting royalty here in Australia in regards to people that enjoy the mixed martial arts and kickboxing. He's called some of the biggest fights in the world, and he's also written about combat sports for many years. His nickname is indeed The Voice, and he has a fight-ending catchphrase. It's "Good night, Irene." So he's a bit of a cult figure. But I tell you what, he's gone viral on YouTube this week because there was a bout at the Resurrection Fighting Alliance event, RFA 7, which caused quite a stir. The reason why, it was a bantamweight contest between Zach Chavez and Danny Maness. Now, Chiavello had a tricky time with the name there during the broadcast. And, look, fans watching, you know, basically had their time of their life. And it's been put on YouTube now, so we're going to have a little listen to that. Luckily, Chiavello himself and his co-commentator, Pat Miletic, have realised the humour, and they've been tweeting links to the video themselves. We'll put it up on our website, www.paulygsports.com. Let's have a listen.
Trying to slice Manus open, consistently testing that midsection of Manus. Manus getting beaten on. Could be in trouble here, Manus. But Manus is relaxed here. Still right in the back of Manus. Good defense here from Manus. Manus flattened out. Manus flat on the canvas. We are ready to rock and roll. Second round of action. There is a cut on Manus. Manus. Needs a bounce here. The rip shoots in early. Manus defends it. Manus is in a bit of pain here.
You watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Manus. Manus taking a thumb. Scathed in the ringside position. Has just popped in there to look at Manus. Good clinch. You hear the referee saying, stay busy, Danny. Flip the arm in as Manus. Manus could be in trouble. Manus just stuck here. And he pops the head out. Manus all bloodied up here.
Well, Manus is bleeding all over Chavez.
Manus just bleeding all over Chavez. The corner crew go to work on the cut on Manus.
Yes, the world of sport has done it again. And Danny Manus there, Michael Chiavello. So, like I said, we'll throw a link up. You've got to check it out on YouTube there on our website, www.paulygsports.com. Basically,
what your favourite planet is?
The title is Manus is Relaxed.
Oh, that's good. Very good.
Well done.
There's I guess it's time to head out of the show on that note, so I don't know really where we go from here.
Nowhere near that.
Thanks so much for joining us, Pete. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely, guys. See you next week.
Tigers yeah. MS. He's still with us.
I think so.
And we'll see you all next week too on NRL Live. Danny Manus. Just say Manus will be back too.